We are learning Kwisis Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting at the top of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, Linten Abraisa. Talking about a Tyrus. Moisak a Tyrus. Achas Lashishim Oilo Shivim Shana. We learned that there was always extra Katyrus. Every year there was extra Katyrus because they made 368 Manim and it's really on 354 days of the year. So always had extra Katyrus. So once every 60 or 70 years, Hoyimefatmim Oisa. The next year, when they made the Keteris, they didn't make the regular 368 manim. They made only half of that, which comes out to 184 manim. That's all. Because they had 184 left over. And since some years only made half the amount, lefikach, when we have the Isser for a Zar to make Keteris for himself, even though he made the entire year, it was only 184 manim. Still, Yechayev Karas. That's what Rav Shimon did. Rav Shimon Megamil. Shalom Rav Shimon Ben Askan. I was pleased to reveal a Shemati. It never happened that it's so much extra that you only had to produce a third or a quarter. Therefore, someone who makes a third of a quarter of a mana, he makes, you know, whatever it is, a third or a quarter of a mana, let's say, you know, some 70 or 80. Mana, then he will not be chayiv according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because there's never a time that they make that much for the Katyrus. If the kohen wanted, he can make every day a new Katyrus. And therefore, if you make one mana of Katyrus, that's enough to be chayiv. Because he can use that for Katyrus, and therefore, even doing one mana is enough to be chayiv. According to the Tanakam, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, dafka if it's a half, half of a year's supply. According to Chami, one day's supply of a Keteris, if someone makes that for himself, he's Chayav Karas. So the Gemara Masiela, the Rav, it's right, the Rav Adam Rav, Keteris, Shepit Mul Chatzom, Igaris, Keteris, by the way, it's different gears, Keteris, Shepit Mul Chatzom, Chayav. Keteris that you do, even a small shear, is Chayav, the Chsiva, Keteris is Tasa, Koil Shetasa, anything that you do. Va'ef Shida Avda, it's possible to do half in the morning, half at night. So one mana, according to Rava, is chayiv, and that's a raya from the Chacham to Rava that even one mana is chayiv k'tayrus. So this is teaching us about how they used to prepare the k'tayrus. Twice a year, they took the k'tayrus. Beginning year, they prepared the whole year's supply of k'tayrus. Twice a year, they used to put it back into the grinder and grind it up. And when they stored it, the way they stored it was pezura, spread out, it shouldn't get from the heat, it shouldn't get spoiled. Well, you didn't care about the heat, so it's better to store it bunched up, because then the smell doesn't go, you know, get a little bit weakened. So it's better to hold it together. Reach shouldn't get, you know, weakened. And therefore, in the Meisach Shalom, it's now Shal getting spoiled, so they keep it all together one pile. And when Kushu Sheikhik, when he grinds it, so the person standing over the grinder would say to him, Amar, Hadek Hadev, Hadek, you know, smash it well. Well, smash it. They'll smash it very well. This is the words of Divri Abba and Yosef Yechanan. Vashalish Vanam Hayeserim. There was three extra manim that the Kohen Gadol used to take out the Keteris from there to bring in the Keteris HaKadoshim. So those three manim, he used to regrind it again Erev Yom Kippur. Thinner than thin. That's why he did it again. It says in the Parashat Yom Kippur, Daka, and the question is, why did it say Daka by Yom Kippur? Like for Nehemiah, already says by all Keteris. You have to make it very grind, very, you know, small, smooth pieces. Why is it daka again? By Yom Kippurim. To be extra, extra small. I just learned Kashu Sheikhik when he's grinding it, the Mamunu tells him, smash it very well. While wine is being poured, it's not good to talk, it's not good for the wine. Can I diba yafel b'samim? But talking is good for the b'samim. Because the Gemara says in Menachos, when they poured the wine, they used to make sure no shmarim, no like little pits and peels got into the wine. If they saw it happening, the mamunah used to bang with a stick. Why didn't you scream to him, hey, there's peels coming out? Because talking is not good libesamim. It's not good liyain, but it is good libesamim. That's why he said here hadik hadiv, you know, hadik hadiv hadiv hadik. Amar Rav Yechna, achras simanim nemrul Moshe Sinai. We know Lach Moshe Sinai. It's not really Lach Moshe Sinai. It's really in the Torah, right? From the Torah, there were 11 simanim, 11 spices in the Keteris. Amar Rav Huna Maikra, where's the makar from the pasuk to this? Where's the makar from the pasuk to this? Dr. Gemara, it's the point that the Gemara is saying, it's Lach Moshe Sinai. It's not only a Darabanan, it's a Lach Moshe Sinai. And we even have a makar from the pasuk. My crow is right from the pasuk. The pasuk says, Kachcho Samim. Samim is the Lashon Ravim, is Trey, is two. Not then says, the pasuk says, not of Shreyas V'chalbana. It specifies these three spices, not of Ushachelas V'chalbana. Hachamish, altogether five now. Samim is two, and then three more is five. Then it says again, Samim. So Samim is like the first thing with five. Samim adds another five. V'samim achwini, it says again, another five. So that's chamisha. It's another five. Altogether, sorry, it's ten. And it says, end of pasuk, ulevayna zaka, chad. One more says levayna, so altogether 11. Hachad, sorry, that's 11. So that's a drasha. Samim is two, another three is five. This is Samim again, to repeat it over, so it makes altogether 10. And one extra one is makes it 11. So the Gemara Ve'ema Samim Klal, not of Shcheles V'Chalbana Prat. Why are you dashing like this? Samim is a Klal, not Shcheles V'Chalbana is a Prat. Samim again, Chaz of a Klal, Klal Prat the Klal. I don't know the kind of Prat. And make a Klal Prat the Klal. Ma Prat Mefurish Dova Shekaita V'Oyla V'Rechenaydif. Just like the Prat is something that goes up, and when you burn it, the smoke goes straight up. V'Rechenaydif, and has a very good smell. Af Kol Dovash Kaitvela Rechanoidev. Everything that the smoke goes up and it has a good smell. So the Gemara's question is that how do you know to Darshan that it means to tell us extra spices? Sabe, maybe it's a klal prata klal. And anything that's similar to this, you can use for Kataris. Anything that's Kaitvela Rechanoidev, you can use for Kataris. Maybe it's a klal prata klal. Why is say three in the middle then? If it wants to be klal prata klal, say one. The chiv tamer can if the krachad prot say one of the protim. Why say not to shchiras v'chavana? Loi mitzrach trichi. You need all three of them. Dikasav not of. If only it says not of havamina min ilon in. Only you can use something that's from a tree. Min in ilon in. Aval geduli karka loi. But not geduli karka. Mashemafi. Ksiv v'shchelas. Therefore, it says shchelas. Because shchelas have amino gedule karke in avomin in eloy, not from a tree. And eloy, the only from the ground, not a tree. And eloy, we know you need those two to teach us. They need from a tree and gedule karke. Mshemach gosam nata. But chalben al gufi also. Chalben alone is a chiddush because the reicharag really has a bad smell. And you just bring chalben as exeris kasher. Bring chalben even though it's a bad smell. So you need all three. And therefore, the Gemara's question still is: let it be a klal prat the klal. So the Gemara for be klal prat the klal, you did not need the word samim. Im kein kach lecha already is a klal nafgale, and since as it works with extra word samim, teach us the darshan the number of how many samanim you need. So Gemara is not a kash on this drasha. How do you know the second samim means five? The famous samim basura you train in, which is like the first one, because samim kadmai, like the first one is two, the last one is also two. How do you know it's five? So Gemara says if that was true, im kein nichtev Samim, behaded next to each other. V'soyf nichla, not the shcheras v'chalbana. And you can still make a klal prat klal then. But then you would say Samim is two. Samim is two, another Samim is two is four, and another three is seven total. But since it says Samim afterwards, it's trying to tell us it's exactly like we had before, which means the two Samims altogether 10, and then Levina makes it 11. So the Gemara writes, the Be'er B'Shmuel Tani, Samim is a klal, not the shcheras v'chalbana is a prat. And then Samim is a chos of a klal, it's a klal prat the klal. Yet don elakein a prat, ma a prat ma furish, dova shakait vayla goes straight off, rechenoidev, and it smells good. Av kol, dova shakait vayla goes off, rechenoidev, and has a good smell. And very small Rashi explains, he's not arguing anything. He's just saying that besides, there's a klal prat the klal, besides for the drosha that teaches us that there are 11 spices. Oi, the bright says, right then, we have to explain this as we go along the Gemara. Oi, einoi, maybe. Ella klal kiklal harishon. Maybe the last klal is like the first klal. Uprat kiprat harishon. And the prat is like the prat harishon. We'll see what that means in a second. Add the more into the bris and summer to laugh. Don't darshan like the second thing, we just tie in it just like the first way we did it. Now what does this mean? The Gemara immediately will explain. Amar, the Brice says, we learned in this Brice we just read, maybe the klal is like klarishon, or prat is kaprarishon, amrit lav. So what does that mean? What was Mora's kasha? What was the Brice's kasha? My kasha. Hochi kasha. This was the Brice's kasha. Maybe Samim Basroi, maybe the second Samim is two, is tray, just like the first one, because Samim Kadmoy is train. So therefore, the answer to that is, Hoda Vashoni Kedashin, like we answered before, that should have said Samim Samim, not of Shreyas Vachabna. Since it says Samim afterwards, the McCain, Nitzkro Samim Samim, not Shreyas Vachabna. Since it says it afterwards, since it says Samim afterwards, you know it means five. And what was the next Brice's Kasha? Omai HaPrat Keprat HaRishon, Hocha Kasha. This is the question. Maybe Mine Lonois Yalfi Minotov. Just like learning Mine Lonois from Notov and Gulikark Yalfi Mishchelis. So also, Nelef Nami, the last prat, which is the Levina, which is after Samim, Levina Zaka, you should learn out that Filu Bechad Sad, even one Sad, the Nasi should be enough. Dova Shurechenoid, the Vapishen Kaitavaila. Levina, this spice only smells good, but when you burn it, the smoke doesn't go straight up. So maybe we should learn out from there that you're allowed to bring spices that don't go straight up. The smoke doesn't go straight up. So that the Brice answers, Hod Omar, Mkinichtiv Kroll Levina Zaka Mitzi. Just say it in the middle, together with the Notov, Vishchelis, and Levina. And Chalbana, it's say Levina in between. And since it doesn't say in between, we know we're not to learn out from it. So the Gemara, no, you can't put Levina inside the middle between the two Samims. Because I kasvei Levina Zakav Mitzi in between, the problem is we have a train also, it'll be 12. Because it comes that you have Samim 2, then 4, 6, and Samim is the same, it's another 6, it'll be 12. So it's still Shvei, learn out from there. Because the reason why I didn't say in the middle, because we want to be 12. So says, no, I still have a kasha. If you want to learn from Levoina, you just put Levoina in the middle and put Chalbana afterwards. Because Chalbana, anyway, you don't learn from it. And Cain, Nichta Kroa, Levoina Zakam Mitzi in the middle. And Chalbana, Levoina, and Chalbana at the end. Chalbana at the end. So therefore, we know, since it says Levoina at the end, you don't learn out from there. And therefore, you do need Reicha Noidef and Kaitev Oila. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Mashlokish Amma. Mashlokish says, Megufa, we know they need Kaitaila from the Etzim Pasuk itself. Ma Lashon Kaitaira is Davar Shakaita Va'ila. Lashon Kaitaira is Davar that goes up. Lashon goes up, the smoke goes straight up. Amma of Achana Babiz Namra of Shimon Chasida. Koil Tainis Shain Bama Poshi Yisrael. Any Tainis that they have a whole Tzibur davening to do tshuva, it's not a Tainis. If you don't have the Poshe Yisrael, you don't have the Rishom together with them. Called Tainus in Bom Poshe Yisrael in a Tainus. What's the Raya? Shere Chalbana Recha Ra, Chalbana is Reach Ra. And Mana Kosim, Samana Kataris, still included in the Kataris. It teaches this lesson. It teaches this lesson that you have to include even the Poshe Yisrael. Abaya Mahacha, Abayna Vashmayim Ala Yisov, Vagudosa El Eretz Yisoda. Like the Pasuk says, Vagudosa El Eretz Yisoda. That the Aguda, like I saw, that the Soyid of the world is built on the Aguda, everyone together, everyone's included. So, the Gemara Vayit, the two dots. Vasoch B'Shemen HaMishcha. It says in our Mishnah that someone who's Soch B'Shemen HaMishcha Moshe Rabbeinu, he is Chayev Karos. Tara Abonut Rabbeisa. Soch B'Shemen HaMishcha Lebehema Lekalim. Let's say you use B'Shemen HaMishcha and you shmir Behema or Kalim. Potter, your Potter. Loiv D'Chav LeMesim, a non Jew or a dead person, you shmir with this B'Shemen HaMishcha, also Potter Mekaros. So Gemara says, "Bishlam behem v'kelim." I understand. Abasar the chesiv of sar adam la'isach. It's only isad abasar adam to shmir. Behem v'kelim lav adam nenu, and behem v'kelim lav adam. But meisim nami and meisim nami also understand. Potter the kirin the mislay meis mikri lav adam. Once he's dead, he's not called adam anymore. Ella avichavim mishmir avichavim. A non-Jew, my potter adam nenu. He's adam. The Gemara lo, he's not adam. The chesiv the pasuk in Cheskel says, "Ve'etain tzoini tzoi marisi adam atem." Only you are Adam. Atem Kareem Adam. Ve'ene Yechavim Kareem Adam. Only you are called Adam, and Goy, a non-Jew, is not called Adam. Right, the Gemara of Achsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Matos, Benefesh Adam, Shisha Asa Allah, when they captured Midian, when they, and it says that they captured 16,000 Nefesh Adam. You see, a Goy is called Adam. So our answer is, Ahu Lafuke Rehema. Once, when it says it together with Behemoth, so then they're called Adam. Same type of kasha in Teres, like Chsiv, Gabe, the Anche Nimve, it says Vanila Okay Sal Nimve Ira Gdela Shiyeshba Harbe Mishtem Esariva Adam. So you see guys called Adam. Maro says no, Hula Fuki Behem, they also my Behema. Therefore it says it calls him Adam. So that's one pshat why a guy doesn't have, when you smear a guy, there's no chiv karos because not called Adam. The body same Tanya Kamed Rav Elaza. It says Kol Shiyesh Nevesach. Everyone has an iser. Any person that's an iser has an iser sach. He's not allowed to do it. You can't smear him either. Yesh Val Yisach. For Kol Shein Nevesach, anyone doesn't have an iser of sach, which is a guy, he doesn't have an iser sach. Ain't Val Yisach. No iser to smear him. And that's why there's no iser to smear a guy, which is a mishra. So we said that to shmir a behema, kalim, adam, or evichavim, or meis, or all potter from karis, when you shmir, you should have a mishka to shmir them. Tani, the chutan on a braisa. Hasak v'shem na mishka le behema ve kalim. Some of you should have a mishka to shmir behema ve kalim, loiv de chavim, meisim, all potter. Like we just learned. Melumachim ve le kahanim. A kahanim g'daylim, or kings, that were already shmired once, and now you smear them again, it's machlekes. Ramei Mechaya is a chayav karas for that. Read the Paita Yipata. We'll see soon what the machlekes is, what the Bia machlekes is. Another machlekes is v'kama yosuch v'hei chayav. How much do you have to smear to be chayav? Ramei Oimer Kalshu. Ramei holds even a little bit of amount is very chayav. You don't need a shear. Ramei Kazai is shear Kazai. So Marz right away asked, though it says v'kama yosuch, says Rehuda says potter. What do you mean? He says you need a kazai. He holds your potter. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda potter, your potter from karis when you smear a king or a kohen. Gemara says ki potter huda. That's gabe kahanim melachim v'kahanim. But gabe hedyit avad mechayim, and that's the machlekes when you smear a hedyit. What's the shear? Kazai or a kolshu? So first the Gemara is explaining the machlekes regarding the shear kolshu and kazai, and later on the Gemara is saying the machlekes melachim v'kahanim. Both on this amud. Rami Rabbi Yehuda my pligi. Amar Rabbi Yosef ha pligi. The machlekes of kazayis or kolshu is just the machlekes. Rami Yisavar says in the pasuk, "Avasar adam lo yisach." Shouldn't shmir on avasar adam. And we know yisach means a mashu uksiv. The uksiv actually yitim menu azar. If someone puts on the zar, if nechas ma'am is chayav karas. So ma sicha, just like sicha, is a kolshu. Sa'af nesina, which says that yichayav karas, is also a kolshu. Rav Yehuda holds, Rav Yehuda sava yalfinam. Nesina, the alzar, min nesina alma. Just like nesina and the alma, we learn from a pasuk that usually when it says in the Torah nesina, it means a kazayis. We have it by someone who eats kaida, someone who eats truma. Then nesina means a kazayis. So just like nesina the alma is kazayis, nesina alma kazayis. Af nesina the alzar kazayis. It's also nesina vashehitim and alzar. So just like every nesina means a kazayis, here also means a kazayis. Aval legavi sicha lemimshach when you moishach someone avad the melachim v'kahanim divrei akoyel kolshu avad sicha means kolshu that's not kolshu. The only question here is nesina to be chayav karas nesina al zar the v'karas that's where the shear of kazayis comes from. V'amar Rav Yosef, my pligi, what's the machlokes by kahanim and melachim if you shmir them? Ramei Rav Yehuda, gavi melachim kahanim. Ramei Yisavar, vashiyitim menu al zar ksiv. Umelech v'koyin has to zarmir. Now, regarding Shana Mishcha, they're zar, because they don't need Shana Mishcha, they already have Shana Mishcha. Rav Yehuda Savar, be'inan ad de'ika zar mitchilas v'atzeif. He has to be a real zar from beginning to end. It can't be a zar, a temporary zar. Melech v'koyin mikar lav zarmir. The beginning, they weren't a zar when they first got Shana Mishcha. Now that they don't need it anymore, they're not called a zar anymore. That's the machlekes. Rameyos right now is a czar, and they all know Maisi was not a czar the whole time, so he's not called a czar. That's machlekes v'yishmira, koyin o melech, is a problem of a chiyuv karas. Omer of Iko, brei drav ami, v'oz lo tamayu, Rameyar who to go lo tamayu in a different machlekes. It's not written in a Mishnah in Trumos. Bas koyin shenissus to Yisrael. A bas koyin who's married to Yisrael. So bas koyin told she married Yisrael, ki eat truma. Once she married Yisrael, she cannot eat truma anymore. But we're going to say, according to this man, the Amar, that she doesn't have a din of a czar. But Ochlo, but Chuma, she ate Chuma. Meshalemah says, Kerem, just to pay it back. Why? Because she's a Ganim, she doesn't deserve Chuma anymore. But Ve'ena Meshalemah as a Chaimish, don't pay Chaimish. Why? Because a Chaimish is only a din for a czar. She doesn't have a din of a czar. She's not allowed to eat Chuma, but she doesn't have a din of a czar. Another din is, when we saw Sabbath Shreifa, if she's Mizana, it's like a Bas Koyin gets Shreifa, she gets Shreifa even though, you know, she's married to Yisrael, she still has din of Bas Koyin. But this man, the Amar, Meir says, Nisus lechon apsum. She marries one of the psum. She became a chalal. Then mshalemes kerem v'chaimish. She comes home like a czar. She has to pay kerem v'chaimish. She eats truma. When we saw that she's a zana, her misa is chenek. the Rameya. But Vachachamim Aimrim, who's the Bar Plukta Rameya, is Rabbi Yehuda. Vachamim, Achazu Vachazu. Once she's a Bas Kohen, always a Bas Kohen. Mashalamas Karim, Aimrim, Slamas Achayim. She doesn't have a Chayim, she doesn't have a Mazar, she has din of Bas Kohen. And we saw Thabit Sreifa, she has din Sreifa. So this Machlek is similar to before. The Rameya holds that if right now she's a Zar because she was Machul, then she has din Zar. Mashenke Rabbi Yehuda holds, they have to be a Zar the whole time. And since she was a Bas Kohen, she cannot become a Tzar anymore. So it's really, the Machlekes is really a Sutasa.